With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Major retailers are stepping up discounts heading into the summer months, hoping to entice inflation-weary shoppers into opening up their wallets. Neil Saunders is managing director of the consulting firm Global Data. He says it's a mixed bag on prices.
It's certainly good news for consumers that prices are starting to come down on some items. The not-so-good news for consumers is that we're not really going back to 2019 prices.
Target, Walmart, and other chains have rolled out some price cuts, mostly on groceries. President Biden marking Memorial today with a pledge that the country would continue the work of the nation's fallen toward creating a more perfect union.
We gather at this sacred place, at this solemn moment, to remember, to honor the sacrifice of the hundreds of thousands of women and men who've given their lives for this nation.
The president made his comments today at Arlington National Cemetery. A series of powerful storms in the central and southern U.S. over the Memorial Day holiday weekend left at least 21 people dead. At a news conference, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said the storms battered the state.
Communities across Kentucky experienced storms that produced strong winds, multiple tornadoes, hail in some places. The storm knocked out power for thousands of Kentuckians, temporarily shut down numerous roads and interstates, and caused massive damage to homes and businesses.
Meanwhile, Louisville resident Jim Martin told WHAS-TV his daughter, son-in-law, and granddaughter were stuck in a car when the storm hit.
Trees were going down left and right, and hot wire came down, got stuck in their wheel well. They made it out, but they had to drive through the grass of a church.
There were deaths in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kentucky. This is SRN News. Most of the world now approves of abortion.
About two-thirds of Americans want the procedure to be legal in all or most circumstances, and those people are not alone. The Pew Research Center has conducted a global poll and found that there are very few countries where large majorities do not want abortion to be legal. Virtually all of Eastern and Western Europe supports abortion, as does much of Asia. The few mostly pro-life nations include Indonesia, Nigeria, and Brazil. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An important piece of early Christian history, the Crosby Shoyan Codex, is up for auction at Christie's in London. It goes on sale in June. The Codex is a mid-4th century book from Egypt containing a combination of biblical and other early Christian writings. The Codex contains a book of Jonah and 1 Peter. The rest of it includes part of a well-known Easter homily and a brief otherwise unknown exhortation by an ancient Christian leader. This is SRN News. Charles de la Desma has a report for us on a deadly combination in Papua New Guinea. That's where there's mountainous terrain combined with heavy rainfall that led to a tragic landslide.
A Papua New Guinea government official has told the UN more than 2,000 people are believed to have been killed by a landslide on Friday. The official formally asked for international help. The government figure is roughly triple of an earlier UN estimate of 670 killed. In a letter seen by the AP to the UN resident coordinator dated Sunday, an official from the National Disaster Center said the landslide buried more than 2,000 people alive and caused major destruction at Yambali village in Enga province. Estimates of the casualties have varied widely since the disaster occurred, and it's not immediately clear how officials arrived at the number of people affected here. I'm Charles de la Desma.
More at srnnews.com.